Welcome back to Your Tech Report. For gadget news and reviews, click to yourtechreport.com.
Our next guest is the head of mobile for Samsung Electronics Canada, Raj Doshi. Thank you so much for joining us here again on Your Tech Report. It's a pleasure to have you.
Hey, very good to talk to you and your listeners, Mark.
Raj, you've been on a couple times with us. You know, it's you've been in this business for, I don't know, what, 30 plus years? Landscape of mobile, in your opinion, just, you know, from your point of view, how are we doing these days? I think we're in a pretty healthy place, no?
Oh, very healthy place. I think with the capabilities on the networks as well as the devices that we've launched, I think it's a really exciting time for us and I think for customers in terms of what they can do with these devices.
So let's talk about these new flagship S23 devices, because what I love about Samsung is, you start the new year, you get through CES, and you barely have a chance to catch your breath, and there are new devices, new flagship devices from Samsung. Is it as exciting for you? Do you get to actually enjoy the holidays, or you go right into it?
Well, actually, truth be said, it is a bit busy as we launch, and we've had a phenomenal pre-order period, and the launch, I think, will be exciting as well, based on what we've heard from customers.
So let's talk about these new devices, because, you know, every year, and I find, and you could tell me if I'm wrong here, but we're coming to a point now where hardware and software, it's like it's this blurred line, right? Because we could put the greatest hardware in these devices, but sometimes the software is what really sets it apart. When it comes to what you guys are doing, I mean, the design aesthetic of these phones, even though you think, okay, what can we do better? What can be done better? It constantly gets better. There's always something new to look forward to, whether it's a new camera system, whether it's just a new physical design. Do you get the same feeling?
Oh, very much so. I mean, I will just point to, just in terms of physical improvements, the screen resolution size continues to improve. Also, just the build of materials in terms of the sustainability focus that Samsung has put on it, in terms of recycled glass, metals, plastics, to make sure that we're considerate of the environment as well, is something that is not seen but is inherent within the devices and continued evolution. And you're right in that it's not just the physical device, but also the components in terms of performance and capability, and also, most importantly now, the software and AI that's involved to produce the great images and software capabilities.
What do you think it is that consumers are looking for every single year? What drives consumers to upgrade? Because I think we're probably at this point where, I don't know, I mean, I know about me, I upgrade my phone every single year. If a new device comes out, I'm right on it. But, you know, this is part of my business. But consumers tend to go, I guess, what, 2 year cycles these days, give or take. What is it that you think pushes them over the top to make that upgrade?
Well, obviously, connectivity is most important for customers in terms of getting access to the people and things that they most want. But within the devices, camera capability is one of the top things that customers look for. Performance, obviously, as more and more people are using it for things like gaming, the performance matters, as well as seeing and taking videos and editing. And then battery is a very important component in terms of they're using it often and longer and want the battery to be in a great place. And the new devices have improvements in all of these categories.
One of the things you mentioned in there, I think, is important. I know when it comes to kind of casual consumers, I know for me, the camera really plays a big role, because it has become my point and shoot. It's what I capture my kids' moments, you know, as they grow up. It becomes a really important part of my decision. How important of a role do you think the camera system plays in the modern day smartphone?
Well, I think if you look at all the applications that you and your kids probably use, videos and photography is way, way important in that. And we've made huge enhancements within the camera. Our S23 Ultra has now got a 200 megapixel sensor, which really allows you to take high quality pictures. And what we refer to as zoom without zooming, is that you can take a picture and actually zoom in, and it's just as crisp in terms of quality. And so an amazing, amazing feature set.
You know, Raj, between the S23 and the S23 Plus, I mean, those take the similar design cues in terms of, you know, the physical look and feel. Yet the Ultra has the more square. It has obviously the stylus, the pen. Why the different design cues? Are they targeted at different people?
Yeah, I think there's customer preference in terms of size of device and also capability. And that's what we're supporting in terms of making sure we meet the needs of the customers. Obviously, the S Pen in the Ultra is an attribute that many customers love and continue to use. And, you know, we've made enhancements to the screen size as well. So that's an important aspect of differentiation between the devices.
Now, we can cut this next question out if you don't want to answer it, but I'll ask it anyway, which is the S23 Ultra with that S Pen. Does this mean that the Note series is gone forever?
I think the answer to that is that the Note series has evolved, and as part of both the Note capabilities as well as the premium S capabilities, we've combined to create the best experience for customers.
And I think that's definitely true. I think because the feedback we're getting from people who have used that device and just my own hands-on time, that experience is absolutely amazing. And people, I know a lot of people jump for that particular device because they love that S Pen, which is hilarious because, you know, we've gone through so many cycles of you know, touch versus pen versus, but it, I guess it has its place, right?
It does. And, you know, the integration, as we talked about in terms of software, when I talked about taking a picture and zooming in, you can actually zoom in. And if there's text, you can actually take that handwritten text and convert it to physical text that you can send. So it's a really powerful image and software solution.
So let's talk about software for a second, because, you know, one of my favorite things about Samsung devices is, you know, your take on Android, you know, the skin and just the way that Samsung customizes the Android operating system. And I think based on, you know, feedback from our audience, it's definitely a number one reason people are jumping at Samsung phones versus any other Android phones because of that experience. A lot of time must go into development of that and trying to really fine tune how it works with the hardware, doesn't it?
Very much so. And I think what you described is being able to access their applications and information and data in a very easy way is largely the driver of the UI 5.1 solution that we've got in the devices. We continue to evolve it so that it supports a lot of customization and capabilities that's intuitive for customers.
What obviously you said pre-orders are doing really, really well. Have you had any early reviews from people who have had their time with the devices to actually give you some feedback?
Very much so. And I think, as I described, the camera capability comes front and center. Yeah. People are in awe at what's capable with the zoom. And we've added, you know, a bunch of solutions such as RAW within the camera capabilities, Astral photo settings so that you can take great shots at night, and multiple exposures. So for those people that are really photo fanatics, really, really great solutions that starts to line up with capabilities of high-end DSLRs.
So there were more announcements this year besides just the phones. And I know, as your title of head of mobile, do the Galaxy Books and the Book 3 fall under your purview?
They do. And I think what it speaks to is that from a customer standpoint, the device connectivity is very important. And so not only is there a Galaxy Book 3 series set of laptops, an amazing solution, we've also introduced a new Galaxy Book 3 Ultra, which has got very high-end performance capabilities, but also the connectivity allows you to take your S23 devices and integrate, as with other Samsung devices, using Link to Windows to access your text, your phone calls right on your laptop, and take things like your RAW images, which are high quality images, and drag and drop them to your PC for editing if you wanted to.
And not only that,
really, really, go ahead, really good performance as well as great integration.
And not only that, but design-wise, I mean, the design cues across the board when it comes to the Book 3s are absolutely phenomenal in terms of being light, being beautiful in terms of the actual design itself, yet maintaining super, super, super specs.
It is some of the best specs in the market in terms of screen quality, 16-inch 3K display, and the performance in terms of the chipsets is outstanding, and thin and light.
Which one's your favorite?
I think I would go Ultra both ways, both in terms of the S23 Ultra and the laptop as well.
Have you had any early feedback on the laptops themselves? Have we heard early reviews come in?
Yes, and we just launched the pre-order for the Ultra, and the response has been very, very strong. So I think it's something that's new for Samsung, new to the market, and a very compelling proposition for those that are, you know, graphics and gamers. It is an outstanding performance device.
So I gotta ask you one last question before I let you go, which really kind of weighs on your 30 plus years experience in the carrier side of things and just in the mobile landscape. How are we as Canadians in terms of 5G deployment, in terms of future of actual connectivity? Are we up there? Are we kind of like, are we staggering behind? How do we fare?
No, we fare quite well as a country in terms of 5G capabilities and coverage. And I think the other part is just our adoption of devices in terms of 5G devices in Canada is very high. And that bodes well because without the phones, the service enhancements that 5G offers would never be enabled. So I think we should be proud of where we are, both in terms of networks and devices and the Samsung devices that we put out there with the 5G capabilities.
Well, Raj, we're always excited to talk to Samsung. We have a great history with you guys. I cannot wait to get my hands on a lot of these devices, but I just wanted to thank you, obviously, for taking the time out of your day to join us and talk all about them.
Well, thank you, Mark, and thank you to the listeners. And excited about the launch, and I'm sure when customers see them and use them, they'll be very, very delighted.
I absolutely agree. Raj Doshi, thank you so much for joining us. Head of Mobile over at Samsung Electronics Canada. We'll be right back.
Your Tech Report will be right back.
The Podcast Super Friends is a monthly meeting of five podcast producers.
Hi, I'm Catherine O'Brien from Branch Out Programs in Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
I'm John Gay from Jaggin' Detroit Podcasts.
I'm Matt Kundle from the Sound Off Podcast Network.
I'm David Yes from Pod 617, the Boston Podcast Network.
And I'm Johnny Peterson from Straight Up Podcasts.
Together, they form the Podcast Super Friends, an alliance of podcast masterminds sharing best practices, insights, and discussions to help make you a better podcaster. Follow or subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or at soundoff.network.
It is your favorite girl. That's right, it's the Allie Mars, the one and the only. Everyone else just ain't me. I am the host of Welcome to Mars, a lifestyle podcast where nothing is off the table. I have come a long way from sex and dating and have transformed the new vibe to all things lifestyle. We still talk sex, but I'm more interested in the journey, where people have come from, how they made it, and where they're going. Subscribe or follow to a brand new look and a brand new era. Welcome to Mars.
Subscribe or follow on Apple, Spotify, Google, or at theallymars.com.
Because even with the new look, I'm still that same bitch you love to hate.